Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude this message I've been sharing this week on the power of choice. It is one of the greatest gifts that God has given to us, and yet we don't really reflect on it and think about it very much. We do have in the most important areas of our lives the ability to choose how we're going to think and how we're going to feel. Now, there are many areas and outward circumstances in our lives that we simply do not have control over, but what we have control over is our inner life, our inner man, our thoughts, our attitudes and feelings, how we reflect on our circumstances. In other words, how we observe them, how we deal with them. And if we're living in this world, I assure you, beloved, as you have probably found out on your own, that those outward circumstances many times are definitely not pleasant. There are trials, there are testings, there are temptations that come at us every day. Sometimes it seems just unrelenting. And yet, God allows the attacks or the temptations of the enemy. He does not tempt man, neither is he tempted with evil, but he allows what we would consider the bad things in our lives to allow us to mature, to lay hold of spiritual truths, because that's the most important thing. Like if you were a parent, if your child was prevented from experiencing any negative thing at all, and they were able to mature to become an adult and then went out into the world, they would probably be devastated because they had not been prepared by the discipline of a godly parent to experience the negative things that are going to hit them day after day. And so just as the Lord is a loving, kind, and merciful God, He allows us to go through the things we go through so that our faith and our trust in Him can be strengthened. And one of the best ways, beloved, to get through a trial you might be going through right now is to remember how God has helped you in the past. The difficult times, that old song, if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I would never know what faith in God can do through it all. I believe that's the title of it. We used to sing that regularly years ago. Well, the truth remains the same. Through it all, we can trust in Jesus. Through it all, we can trust in His Word. And so, beloved, we do. That's the good news. We can actually choose, make a choice to be happy. We can refuse. We're not going to let the devil oppress us anymore. Because, beloved, unless you take a stand, I assure you, he is going to do everything he can, the adversary, to keep you down, discouraged, depressed, as my husband would say, in the molly grubs of despair, lower than a grasshopper's belly. He would do those things so that we are not able to experience the beauty of God's kingdom. It's within us. It's righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Do we have that? Are we walking in that? That is a good, a barometer of if we're really living in the kingdom. Because if we have His righteousness, which is imputed to us, and joy and peace in the Holy Ghost, well then, praise God, we're doing something right. Because there will be testings, there will be trials, but it's how we respond to them. And an important factor is to remember what comes out of our mouth, our speech. The Word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Psalm 34 and 13 says, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. We are exhorted and commanded by the Lord in His Word to choose the good. The Apostle James, in his little epistle, in the 3rd chapter, verse 2, wrote, "In many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body," because he contended that the tongue was a world of iniquity, that was one of the hardest things for us to tame. We might be able to discipline our bodies, but disciplining our tongue is an even greater task. Why? Because that comes out of the heart. It comes out of the inner man. And the good news, however, is that, beloved, you and I have the Holy Spirit residing in us if we've accepted Jesus. We have the fruit of the Spirit, because that's all the Holy Spirit knows. He does not get discouraged. He does not get depressed. In fact, Jesus said He was anointed with joy above all His fellows. It says, and I say, He will not fail nor be discouraged till He has set righteousness in the isles. And so I want to ask you a question. If you've accepted Jesus and the Holy Spirit's living inside of you, in your spirit, is He happy living there? Well, if you make a determination and a choice to choose His way, to choose to live in righteousness, peace, and joy of the Holy Ghost, He is going to be happy. And even if you're in process, even if you feel you haven't done a very good job, even if you've been up and down and you've failed miserably before the Lord, that's how you feel, you've filled with self-reproach, He is going to encourage you. He is your greatest encourager. He loves to see you turn to the Lord, and He'll say, "I'll help you." That's why He's come to be our greatest friend, our comforter, our encourager, our counselor. Through the Holy Spirit, it is possible to have a positive, joy-filled, peaceful walk in this life, in our inner man. And if we can lay hold of this, beloved, you will be able to fulfill that ultimate goal, which James declares in that very first chapter, verse 2, in counting it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. See, there's that contentment that Paul was talking about. And that is the ultimate pinnacle of, quote, perfection, if you will, in terms of the power of choice, is that in the midst of diverse temptations, in the midst of trial, in the midst of suffering, in the midst of chaos and everything going haywire, you are able to step back, take a deep breath, and say, "Lord, I trust You. I may not understand what's going on, but I affirm You are my God, that You are with me, that You're going to make a way where there seems to be no way, that You're going to give me wisdom, You're going to strengthen me, and You're going to give me the ability to persevere and to press on through to see victory." Because victory is not so much getting the answer to our prayers as is being in this place of patience and contentment. To count it all joy. That is a total 180 degrees away from what the natural man would do. The natural man, if he has difficulties and problems, he complains and he moans and groans. So this is the direct opposite, 180 degrees away from that the response of the natural man, which we all are tempted to go there. But the Holy Spirit will give you the power of choice. What is temptation, really? It's nothing but a vacillation between choices. Isn't that right? To choose to do the right thing, what the Lord tells us to do in Scripture, or to indulge ourselves, to follow our sin nature. That's when sin hath conceived, right? It brings death. And so, beloved, we have a tremendous power. You and I, the weakest saint of God, the weakest babe in Christ, has tremendous power. Power to choose God's way. Power to choose life. What are those negative attitudes that would come against us? Resentment, envy, jealousy, fear, unbelief, anxiety, covetousness, putting yourself down. God wants you to be free from them. the choice is yours, beloved. It's really not a big deal or hard. It's just we have to make a deliberate choice. And the reason I've been on this broadcast all week talking about it is sometimes we seem to forget we have a choice. We seem to be overcome by the troubles of life. We assume a victim mentality even without realizing it. And we need to be jarred back to the revelation of truth that God has given us the ability to choose. You know, it's a decision that can transform our lives. If we will take this initial and preliminary step, we have everything we need. We have the complete armor of God. We can resist the devil. It tells us in the Word of God that he will flee from before us. And beloved, it's the power of choice. It's that knowledge that if we will submit to the Lord, he will give us that ability to stand strong in him. Remember in Acts, the 19th chapter, the 4th verse, the seven sons of Sceva, they tried to cast out the devil, and the devil just, he said, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? And they regretted what they had done because they had not been submitted to God. We can't be double-minded. We can't be undecided. We need to be firm in our resolve. And beloved, what I've shared with you is the secret of overcoming life. Your tomorrows can be all that you desire them to be if you will take this step of faith and obedience in the power of choice. It's your determination, beloved. Father, as we bring this broadcast to a close, I pray that we all shall make that right choice, that good decision to follow after your ways, that even in the midst of our difficult situations, Lord, we will trust you and we will look upon the promises of God's word. We will walk in them. We will claim them for ours. And we know, Lord, that you will make a way for us. Touch everyone now, Lord, going through a difficult time, and let hope and faith arise in their hearts, that through the power of choice, they can see their circumstances and their situations change for victory in the Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. God bless you. It's been a joy to minister to you this week. The announcer will give our contact information. Please write. It's such a blessing when I hear from someone new. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.